Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm John Doherty.
And you're sitting in for Johnny DiLoretto. John, we know Columbus is a great film viewing town.
Yes.
We are the perfect example here on Cinema Classics. We've been around for 8 years. Nobody's pushed us off. Apparently, people
are trying.
Right? Apparently, people are kind of interested in what we say about movies. But the making of film, John, you are the executive director of Film Columbus.
Yes.
And so tell me, why do we need that?
Our mission says we believe the art and the business of film enriches our community. And that includes what we've identified as three pillars of the Film Commission: exhibition, education, and production. Film commissions are there to support incoming films as they're being produced, to promote the area that you're in this case, Central Ohio, to producers and directors to come in and film movies. We feel that exhibition and education should be part of that. We decided to grow the Film Commission on those three pillars. Now, looking at the motion picture tax credit, production of independent films and films, producers are going to follow tax credits. That's the nature of the business. And the nature of tax credits is they could go away at any time.
Okay.
Kentucky right now, they just recently put a hold on all their tax credit applications. We thought that we needed to grow the Film Commission in a way that wasn't so reliant on tax credits. So hence we look at education and exhibition and then reaching out to local filmmakers as well.
The part about Film Columbus that interests me and perhaps our audience, is Columbus a good place to make films? And isn't that part of your job to draw people here by saying, here we have this great multi-layered town?
There's a general rule or number that floats around out there, like 85% of all films could be shot anywhere.
Okay.
So a lot of cities stand in for other cities, but if you're going to be on location in D.C., you know, you have to go to D.C., something like that. But in general, you know, most cities can double for
You're so right. I remember hearing how many times Montreal has stood in for New York.
Yep. Cleveland has filled in for New York before, and Cincinnati has filled in for other cities. We have a lot to offer here downtown in the urban areas, and then you go 20 minutes in any direction, you're in rural areas, communities like German Village, Clintonville, which is a nice neighborhood.
And those Short North, your films.
Short North. We get a lot of TV shows that come through town, too. Production companies that produce those films, they're not in it to make Oscar-winning films. They have the formula down pat, and it's good for them. They know if they get a certain actor and a certain director, and they can shoot it in X amount of days, that they're going to do pre-sales, and they're going to make their money back and make some money on it. So Bruce Willis, Hayden Christensen, and John Travolta.
Schwarzenegger.
Maloney, obviously Schwarzenegger.
The infrastructure that you connect these filmmakers with is just as important, if not more important, than the physical location.
That's where we struggle right now. We've only been around since 2006, 2007. I took over in early 2015. We've always had the chicken and egg problem. Productions weren't here because there were no crew. Crew wasn't here because there was no productions. What we decided to do is be a little more proactive in our approach and go after these smaller films, like the $1 million films or $3 to $5 million dollar films.
Okay.
Go after those so we can grow our crew and grow the infrastructure. If Marvel wanted to come here and shoot, I would say that's not a good idea because we just can't.
Okay, we can't support it.
We can't support it. When producers and directors are looking at the city, once I get them here, it's a much easier sell. The reason they first contact us is usually because of the tax credit.
Yeah.
If we can get them here to scout, it's a much easier sell because they come and they're blown away by what's here. They have no idea that we're robust and growing like we are. People are really willing to collaborate and work together, and we have the support of the mayor's office and lots of other organizations in town.
John Doherty, you are the executive director of Film Columbus. You're having a greater time than anybody who's visiting here to make a film.
But yeah, it's great. I love doing it.
All right, so we're hoping for the best for Film Columbus, and
thank you.
We're hoping that we keep our tax credits going.
Yes.
And you're hoping, I bet, for better ones.
Yes. Yeah. We're working on expanding the tax credit. We're hoping to expand the tax credit in the coming year. That would even raise our profile across the country. We're somewhat competitive now, but if we expand it, we'll be really competitive with some of the bigger states in the country.
Film Columbus is Columbus.
I would say so. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, the Film Commission of Central Ohio. Film Columbus believes the art and business of film enriches our community and empowers individuals, organizations, and businesses to make Columbus a top destination for film education, exhibition, and production. More on the Greater Columbus Film Commission at filmcolumbus.com.